This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The jury in the trial of the two officers in the death of Elijah McClain finished their deliberations at 5 o'clock this evening. The jury is planning to return to court tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. Independence Pass is temporarily closed due to a winter storm. The Colorado Department of Transportation anticipates reopening the pass on Friday. That's as long as the weather improves and the highway has been cleared of snow and ice. Weather forecasts predict up to a foot of snow and high winds for the pass. Public libraries cannot disclose the identities of people who ask for books to be removed from their shelves. That's the ruling of the state appeals court. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The case stems from requests submitted to the Gunnison Public Library to remove or restrict access to the book Genderqueer, a memoir. The Crested Butte News submitted an open records request and argued the identities of the people who wanted the book gone should be public record. State law prevents libraries from disclosing information about their users, and the legal question here was whether asking for a book to be removed makes someone a library user. The appeals court concluded that it does and ordered the identities to be kept secret. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche start their season tonight at 8 o'clock. They will play the Kings in Los Angeles. The Avalanche are coming off a disappointing season just a year after winning the Stanley Cup. The team's first home game is in Denver on October 19th. You're listening to CPR News. More news is available at cpr.org. Colorado Matters is ahead.